Hi, it's Greg Miner, the Harp Guitar Pope. We're about to hear the brand new outdoor travel harp guitars. I'm going to compare the two to each other and also to my vintage Dyer. And I think you'll be amazed how the outdoor guitars made by Luke Bruner actually record better than my vintage $25,000 Dyer at a fraction of the price. The Dyer has slightly older strings. The sub basses are a little bit dead compared to brand new strings, of course. I think you'll be able to hear that. And volume-wise, I couldn't get the sound hole face of the Dyer exactly equidistant from the mic as the other two, which I had on a support, about 12 inches from a stereo on Neumann mic. But I think you'll be amazed at the sound of all three guitars, but especially these travel guitars. The cedar top is a little bit louder and warmer and darker overall, not as much finesse, but as the spruce, which has a lot more jangly overtones and sort of that bright Dyer sound. I don't know that I could decide between the two if I was choosing a performance or a recording guitar, quite frankly. Of course, the spruce has built-in pickups, which will help on live performance. So first the Dyer, then the spruce top and rosewood back and sides, and finally the cedar with mahogany. Dyer harp guitar. Playing with the thumb pick, softer. And now the spruce with a rosewood outdoor harp guitar. This is how loud I normally play with a thumb pick, very hard downstrokes. I can do that about 5 inches away from the bridge. And I can play softly anywhere in the sound hole, like many people. And finally, the cedar with mahogany. Pretty hard, slapping a tiny bit. Playing 4 or 5 inches away from the bridge, very hard. And most people play quieter. Playing loud. Playing soft. The harmonics. The 9th fret all the way across. And for a final recap, I've got the guitars about 6-7 feet away from the mic. I'll try to put them on the same stand so you can hear the relative volume of each. Dyer. The outdoor spruce. Cedar. They're all played about 5 inches from the bridge, not quite near the sound hole. You can hear the brightness and the volume overall of each from an audience perspective.